Hey, it's my cat. Start again. It's Mac. It's my Corbin here. On holiday up. It's Sunday, the 2nd of August. And it's exactly 4 p.m. And I'm heading up just for a walk up through the parks. Just to stretch the legs, walk off the dinner. Take advantage of a wee dry spell. It's actually not too bad temperature wise now. It's climbed up, I don't know what it is, but it's nice. Not real summer yet. There was a wee shower just as I left the house here, but fortunately it didn't cut me anything. So anyway, walking up by the burn, all the you know, the great thing about this is that this time of the year is all the weeds are in full flower. Some of them here at the side of the burn, both sides of the burn, you know, 3, 4, 5 foot high. There's a big patchy, the small thistle weed there. I can see bumblebees on that. And then you have the wild cottonweed, as I call it. It's not cottonweed at all. Can't remember its proper name. And then there's panhead flowers. So one's creamy white, another one is a beautiful, eggshell white, if you like. And then you have the purple of the thistles, and all kind of weeds are mixed in. It's lovely. It's actually lovely. And there's a big patch of Canadian fireweed on the other side of the burn. that thing spreads like wildfire, never mind. Fireweed. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I'm just quite excited. I'm quite glad to be out and seeing all things. The burn's fairly calm. Considering we've had a lot of rain, it's flowing very gently at this point anyway. I think probably because there's so much weeds growing up in the middle of it now, they're going to have to do something with that. Okay, on to subjects. some of you may know that I had a big issue about 2 or 3 weeks ago with Vodafone when I changed or upgraded my phone and changed to another supplier of the upgrade phone, but still through Vodafone, if that makes sense. And my data was being devoured at a rate of knots. And I had some issues with Vodafone after all the years of good service, having particularly bad service, to be honest, with one day. So anyway, trying to get to the bottom of what was eating my data. 3 gigabytes I had. I thought it was 2. It's 3 gigabytes I have in the contract. And I also have 2 gigabytes of inclusive Wi-Fi, and that means basically if you connect to BT Open Zone over here. Obviously, Wi-Fi with any place that supplies free Wi-Fi is totally free. It doesn't matter how much you use. Right, okay. Getting that out of the road. I think Bernie Goldbach hit it in the nail with the new iPhone 6 doing in the settings. Obviously, I'd preset itself when I first set it up to, you know, use cellular data whenever, for whatever, and that included, you know, upgrades to the operating system and updates to various apps and other things, the iCloud. So I think that's what I actually edited, although I thought there was something wrong elsewhere. So what happened was basically that in the middle of last month I'd run out of data completely, so I had 2 weeks to go out, in fact just over 2 weeks to go with no data. Obviously still able to use the home Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi anywhere else, but absolutely no data. And so I wanted to just say how it's been. I was determined not to buy any more data, just to prove a point, if you like. Or maybe just being a miserable Scot. Well, actually no, I'm not a miserable Scot, because I'm actually paying Vodafone and Carphone and Warehouse quite a bit of money each month. Far too much money, in fact. Far too much. So anyway, living without cellular data, how has it been for the past 2 weeks? First of all, I'll tell you the ends, or the barrenness, if you like, ends on the morning of the 5th of August. That's when my monthly data allowance restarts again. So I'm not long ago, but how has it been living without cellular data for 2 weeks? Actually, I found it not too bad. I went into settings and changed so many things so that they wouldn't use it. But then again, you can't use it, because what happens is that Vodafone blocks you. So if you've got 3 gigabyte of data in a month and you use 3, it just stops it. You can't use it anymore. It's not as if you can go in and then they'll charge you more for using it. You'd have to actually contact them by text and say, look, give me more, I'll pay for the extra. So they don't actually, they just block you completely so that you can't use any more data, which is, in a way, that's a good system. So anyway, it's been not too bad because I've sort of trained myself to do certain things. For example, to download audio boos using the audio boo app itself. So before I leave the house, I remember to go in using the Wi-Fi and download the latest timeline of audio boos from followers. So then I'm out and about and I've got the stash, as it were, to listen to. So I don't download anything. But I've learned to do that with so many other things. It hasn't been too horrendously bad. It actually hasn't been horrendously bad. But it does have major drawbacks without cellular data. And I'll tell you why. Because I depend quite a lot on a particular app, Dark Sky, which I cannot use if I don't have cellular data. I can use it if I've got Wi-Fi, of course, but when I'm out and about and where we do our car boots, that's one of the reasons, in fact, the most important reason I got that app was so that we knew exactly when it was going to rain or if it was going to rain. And because where the car boot is held in the town, there is no Wi-Fi whatsoever, only 3G or 4G, depending on the signal strength. But that's no good because the phone won't connect. It just tells you. I can't send tweets out. If I wanted to tweet, I can't. If I wanted to tweet an audio boo that I had downloaded, I can't. It wouldn't allow me. It just tells you it's failing to connect to the network. What else is there? Well, basically, you know, it doesn't matter exactly what I use in my phone. It's the same. It would be the same for anybody. Anything that does depend on using the internet. If you have not got cellular data, it won't work. So basically, there's been sort of a big dry or grey areas, if you like, or dry areas more than anything, for the past 2 weeks where I haven't been able to gain access to the internet. The other day there on Friday, I knew before I checked before I left the house that there's a particularly good, strong BT open zone signal just up the road from the car boot market area. So I decided to take a wee walk up there. And I went up and sure enough, there was a strong signal. But for some reason or other, I couldn't get connected to the BT. It should automatically connect because I have used BT open zone quite a lot in the past. It didn't ask for a password, it just went straight into connect. But for some reason or other, I had to stand in one particular point to get the strong enough signal for things to actually download or for me to send a tweet out, for example. And it happened to be a bit between the bank and the DHS buildings, which is quite a busy little set of steps ramp. I was standing there trying to get this thing to connect and people were brushing past me and I thought, oh, sod it. I'll leave it. So what does that mean then? It means that I can't wait to the 5th. Can't wait to the 5th of August. Because I was thinking, look, if I can make this work with Wi-Fi only, whether that be my home network, whether it be in McDonald's, free Wi-Fi or whatever, though I don't go to McDonald's, but you know what I mean, or whether I pick up BT Open Zone, then if that can work, I can use that and then I can save my data. But now that I've figured out completely what was happening, as I said, Bernie Goldbach put his finger on exactly what was happening, this 3 gigabyte is going to last me absolutely no problem. 3 gigabyte is quite a lot, to be honest with you. And now that I've mended my ways in regards to Audioboo, for example, in that I download them before I leave the house, even if that's in the morning or in the afternoon, like just now when I came out for a walk. I went in and refreshed the download. I've taught myself that much, so that's data that I won't be using, because I've got Audio Boo never to download using cellular data. But if I was in circumstances, say for example I was off on holiday and I didn't have, well normally I don't listen a lot on holiday anyway, I don't get the chance to listen, but say I was somewhere where I had to, then all I need to do is go into settings and tell it to use cellular data and download the Audio Boos, and then go straight back into settings and take it off again, you know. So I'm kind of educating myself in ways of doing things. So if I'm doing that, I'm saving lots of data that would be taken up on the cellular data allowance. So with 3 GB, I can't see me now ever going over that. And if I do, then I'll just accept the fact. I'll say, okay, I've went over, and for the next few days or whatever, at the end of the month, I'll live without it because I can do it. Yes, there are drawbacks, and they're not serious drawbacks. You can live without cellular data, but I found that so many things I was dependent on. And it gets a wee bit frustrating because sometimes you forget. Like, say, on Friday there, I was listening to an audio boo by someone, and I thought, I'm going to tweet that over. And I couldn't tweet it over. And I got a little bit frustrated, and I thought, well, will I go and ask for data, and will I just go finding a Wi-Fi? Will I go over to McDonald's and see? But so things like that, yes, I still need data. I know that. I've got to be realistic and honest about it. 3 GB is going to do me fine for a month. Ironically, when I had my iPhone 4S, which was only 3G enabled, I purchased, as part of a mid-term upgrade from Vodafone, I purchased a 4D dongle, a 4G dongle, not a 4D, a 4G dongle. And that, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much useless at the moment, because my iPhone 6 obviously is 4G enabled. It would only be of use to me if I was sharing the dongle with other, the connections in other words, with other appliances. Bernie Goldbach does this all the time. He has more than one dongle, and he maybe allow up to, I don't know, maybe 20 people to join the network using his dongle, his Wi-Fi dongle, I should say. I don't do that. I don't share with anyone. The only person I could share with would be myself. In other words, I would be sharing it between my iPad and my iPhone. So it's pretty much defunct. Unfortunately, I have to keep it till November. And in November, I'll just sell it and get rid of it. Or I might keep it if it's not worth selling, just in case something happens. But I doubt it. So basically, I'm paying a few pounds a month for the privilege of owning something that's sitting on my desk. Unless Bernie Goldbach knows better. He probably does, actually. So there you go. 2 weeks going on, just over 2 weeks by the time the 5th of August comes along, without cellular data. Not a terrible hardship, but I did miss it. I really did miss it. And as I said, for certain apps in particular, you really need it, or I really need it, put it that way. Anyway, that's it. 5th of August, write that in your diary. Mac gets his cellular data back. 3G should never... 3 GB should never eat that up in a month. If I'm back to doing something seriously wrong again. Okay, thanks for listening. And bye for now.